Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. This is day 47. Do you need a self-love staycation? Your week 7 mantra is, I enjoy exploring self-love. Hello, good morning. It's the first day of school for my kids, so I'm whispering. So don't wake them up early because they already have to get up early enough. Neither of my kids are early risers. Not really. Maybe that's an age thing, but they have both started sleeping in during the summer. They're probably growing, so they need sleep. Alas, today's the day. All of that comes to an end. It's ironic that what I want to talk about today is vacationing, because people's vacations in my world have come to an end because all of us parents now are focused on getting our kids back into school and establishing some sort of routine. But if you're like me and you resist falling in line with the routines that other people dictate, and yet you still have to play by the rules because you agreed to sign up for the game, right? Then maybe this is the exact right episode, because this could be an antidote to all of those expectations on the part of other people. And by this, I mean self-love vacation or staycation, whichever one you want to dream about and whichever one makes your little heart tingle and your stomach flutter. Why do we go on vacations in the first place? I think a change of scenery, and I like going on vacation because I don't have any of the expectations that occur when I'm at home. In fact, when I'm on vacation, I enjoy doing things that I don't enjoy when I'm at home. Like I enjoy maybe getting up and doing the dishes or something like that. That I might do at home, but I wouldn't look forward to it and enjoy it. It's because I'm in a different environment, and it's probably one of like two expectations of me on that day. So everything is different when you're on a vacation, typically. Although I will say that I have trouble sort of settling into a different space. I really like my space and being in my space, and I like my bed and being in my bed when I sleep. So that part of it is a challenge for me. So in that way, a staycation really appeals to me. And a staycation, if you haven't heard of it, is just really adapting the mindset of a vacation, but you stay at home. The nice thing about this is you get to explore your own town. You know, maybe you take day trips or something during the day, and then at night, you do the kinds of things you would do on vacation. Play games with your family and order takeout. So these are the reasons we like going on vacation. These are the reasons even a staycation is nice. And we look forward to it because we've kind of built up this life and this society that mandates a lot of pressure and has a lot of expectations, and it's difficult to fit everything in all the time, right? It's one, maybe you can focus on family, or maybe you can focus on work, can't do both of those at the same time, or maybe you can focus on yourself, can't do all three of those at the same time. So we're always making choices of what we're going to focus on. So when we go on vacation, we're sort of declaring to the world, I'm choosing to focus on blank, whatever it is, whatever your reason for going on vacation is. Maybe I'm choosing to focus on exploration, right? Or adventure. Or I'm choosing to focus on my family. So I'm going to pile them all in a car and take them across the country, and they're going to hate every minute of it, which is what happened to us this past summer. But, you know, there's a reason we do these things. And honestly, for more, in my experience on a vacation, if I'm more aligned with my purpose for the vacation, if I know that from the beginning, I really do enjoy myself more. So all of this leads us to a self-love vacation. Now, we're not taking a vacation from self-love. We're taking a vacation with our self-love. Self-love is the purpose of the vacation. And we're really taking a vacation with ourselves. I know this might sound like, I could never do this. But in reality, you can. It might be a miniature version, or it might be a vacation in your mind where you're still at home, but you're exploring in a different way, maybe virtually, or maybe through journaling, or maybe by reading a book. The main thing is adopting the mindset of I'm on vacation because I need to focus for the day, for the next couple days, for a week, whatever it is, whatever you can realistically commit to, I need to focus on my relationship with myself. It needs to be the limelight for a blank amount of time. And the lovely aspect of planning a vacation with your self is that it's just as fun as planning a vacation for other people or with other people. You still get to research it, you know, assuming you are going to go somewhere else, you still get to research places to stay, which I think is fun, seeing, you know, your different options. You still get to, you know, investigate the local cuisine, whatever you would do before a regular vacation. You get to do all of those things. And then you also get the anticipation if you plan it out. So maybe right now it's September and your kids are starting school and you can't take a vacation. No way, no how. So when can you? Look at your calendar. When's the next weekend that you can take a Saturday and go on a day trip and spend some time loving yourself? I guarantee there's one in there somewhere. If you really want to do it, and if you take a look and actually schedule it and send out the memo to the family, I'm going to go on vacation on such and such day by myself, and I'll see you when I get home. If I don't allow myself these little self-love trips, I'll call them, if I don't allow them to myself, I still have to get that escape somehow, and that could turn into an unhealthy dynamic where I'm escaping to my bedroom for an entire day, you know, without letting anyone know what's going on. So I think that's been my kind of on the down low self-love staycation. It doesn't feel as good because I didn't communicate about it. I didn't plan it. And I didn't know my purpose. Maybe after the day's over and I think, wow, I actually feel a little bit better after having not spent time with, you know, the three other people in my house and the two dogs and taking phone calls and being on my computer. So I might still feel better at the end. But I didn't enjoy it as much during, you know, there was still some of that guilt, still some of that secrecy shame that comes with not communicating because I didn't go into it with a purpose or a focus. But in theory, a self-love staycation could be, hey, I need you know, blank amount of hours by myself. I'll be in my bedroom if anyone needs me. You know, whatever way of communication you set up. If you have very young kids, you know, you might not get away with this unless you have a very supportive partner or someone you can drop them with. But definitely at the age of my kids, I could communicate with them in advance. Hey, I'm going to be in my room for a blank amount of time because I need to spend some time with myself. And what you're doing in that moment, what I would be doing in that moment, is just modeling the behavior that we want and the way we want the world to be. So it takes a lot of bravery and courage, takes communication, takes curiosity, but is totally worth it to give yourself the time you need. And I think it's doable for the average person, you know, most of the people I know personally. I think we could manage it if we want to, if the desire is there. Now, when is the appropriate time for this? I think the appropriate time for self-love, vacation or staycation is not necessarily when you're feeling depleted. You definitely need to lean into self-love when you're feeling depleted, but that's almost more of a, you know, back what we talked about in the first few weeks. That's more of a, you know, self-love survival, like really figuring out what your basic needs are and getting them met. Self-love vacation, I want to be more fun, more lighthearted, more jubilant. You know, not so much pressure on it. Just really about connecting with yourself and having fun with yourself. When was the last time you had fun with yourself? Crickets. It doesn't have to be so rare. You can plan it and you can fight for it and you can do it. You have to hold yourself accountable. Once it's on the books, you have to hold yourself accountable. So I don't know, for an action item, obviously you could schedule a vacation. That'd be great. You can look at your calendar and choose a date and maybe have the opening conversation with whoever would be responsible for the other parts of your life that you're going to leave behind for a day or two. Or you can do the research, you know, build up the anticipation, find some options that look exciting, and that is hopefully going to ignite your desire. And that's going to push you, nudge you into having that conversation and making those plans. But I don't want you just to dream about it. Dreaming is okay as an action item, as long as you kind of finalize your dream with what's the next step and when am I going to do. All right, I got to go wake these kitties up. Kiddos, not kitties like meow. Kiddos. See you tomorrow. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our custom music and to Jesse at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.